Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to L'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, whose yahrzeit is on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday is my father's yahrzeit. Today's daf was Gittin Daf Yud Ches. We left off at the bottom of Yud Zayin Amid Beis at the words Amale Ravina L'Rava. Now, Akutavach to Reb Zalman from West Orange, to Yaakov, to, looks like, Dr. Ron, to Avram David, to Tzvika, to Chana Chenech. Thank you very much for joining. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. So in yesterday's daf, we pointed out that there are two reasons why the rabbis instituted that a get has to have the time, the date, that the get was written in it. Either because we're afraid the guys go, if there's no date, then the guy's just going to write a get, claim it was given earlier, and get his niece, who he's married to, out of death by claiming that she was divorced if she cheated on him. Or it was in order to set a time when the husband no longer can eat the fruit off of his wife's property and that the wife gets the fruit back. So that's why you need the time in the get. So today's daf is going to begin with two challenges to this. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina L'Rava. So Ravina asked Rava, if that's really true, if the reason why the rabbis instituted having a time in the get was for these reasons, Kasvei v'osei b'kistei, let's say a guy writes a get, and he writes the date. He writes the get on Sunday, tomorrow, the 15th of Sivan. So he writes a get tomorrow, but then he puts it in his pocket. He says, listen, you know, my wife and I are in a fight. We're going to write the get on the 15th, but I'll deliver the get when I decide whether I want to do it. And 2 weeks later, he thought they were going to make up, so then he gives her the get 2 weeks later. Says the Gemara, because he's hoping that they'll make up and he won't have to give the get. And then he gives it to her 2 weeks later. My. So then again, what did the rabbis accomplish with their takana? Here, you have a two-week discrepancy between the date and the get and when the get was actually given. Answers the Gemara, Amalei, Rava said back to Ravina, that's such a very unlikely case. Lo maktim inish perenusa l'nafshe. A guy who doesn't really want to divorce his wife, he wants to try to make up with her, he wants to go to therapy, he doesn't want to divorce her, he's not going to write a get like in advance. Get is a bad thing. He doesn't want it. So he's not going to actually write it until he's 100% sure he wants to divorce his wife. So it's a very unlikely case. That's the way Rashi explains. A person doesn't bring bad things upon himself earlier than he has to. So if he's contemplating not divorcing her, he's not going to do that. It's a very unlikely case to come up, so we're not worried about it. And similarly, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Sir Ravina asked another question to, this time not to Rava, he asked to Ravashi, a similar kind of question. Gitna Barmi Medina Sayam. Let's take every case that we've been talking about in the first parak of a get that was sent from Medina Sayam. Now, what's the date on the get? Agut Devach to Rav Mordechai and to Harav Dov Binyamin Mishnei Zalman Don HaKohen. So Rabosai, if a person writes a get in the Medina Sayam, so what's the date on the get? The get's from 2 months ago. And then the guy travels till he gets from Brooklyn to Israel by boat. So it's 2 months. So he delivers the get 2 months after it was written. So it's the same story. What did you accomplish by writing the date? The get's going to be delivered 2 months after it was written. Right? Here, in this case, is 6 months. You wrote the get in Nisan. Velo matu atishrei. And he didn't get to Israel till 6 months later by boat, till Tishrei. Mahu ilcham takanasim. So what the rabbis accomplished by saying to write the date in the get? The get is dated 6 months too early. He's still going to be able to get his daughter, his niece, out of death by claiming she was divorced from 6 months. She was divorced 6 months ago because that's the date it's written in the get. Or he's still going to claim that he owned the fruit. He was able to eat fruit. If she tries to get the fruit, So also, it's going to be wrong. Really, he's supposed to eat the fruit up until later, and she's going to be able to get the fruit from earlier. So, what the rabbis accomplished with this takan of zman? Answers the Gemara, Amale Hanu, a get that was sent from Brooklyn to Eretz Yisrael, Kala Islahu. Everybody knows about it, and therefore no one's going to rely on the time, because everybody knows there's a six-month delay. So therefore, in this case, no one's going to rely on the Zman written in the get. It's very public. Tosis has a little bit of a different shot in what it means that a Kala Islay, but this is what Rashi says. Rashi says, no one's going to rely on it because everybody knows about it. Now, there is halacha that we learned in Yevamos. New story here, new story now, related to the Zman issue. Agotavach to Ellie. Thank you for joining us. So there. We learned in Yevamos, Rabbi said, we learned that any woman who gets divorced or her husband divorces her has to wait 3 months before getting remarried. It's called Havchana. Right, because we want to know who the daddy is. Why is it so important to know who the daddy is? Various reasons, Yerusha, other things, that we need to know who the daddy is. So the problem is, if she doesn't wait 3 months to get remarried, let's say the woman gives birth 6 months later, we don't know who the daddy was. Is it a premature birth for the new husband, or is it a nine-month birth for the first husband? So therefore, you got to wait 3 months, because in 3 months, we'll be able to tell whether she's pregnant or not. Ask the Gemara, does the 3 months by a divorce begin from the writing of the get or the delivery of the get? In my Ma'ema Simon and Leget, when do you start counting the 3 months? Rav Amar Mishas Nasina. Rav says you start counting from the time the get is given. Ushmuel Amar No, Mishas Ksiva. You start counting the 3 months already from the time of the writing of the get, presumably because already from the writing of the get, they have to separate. So since they have to separate anyway from the time of the writing of the get, otherwise it's a get yashan, we'll see in a minute. So they're not allowed to have relations, so you could start counting the three-month clock from the time of the writing of the get. Maskev l'Rav Nosson bar Hoshaya l'Shmuel, you say, Shmuel, that you could count the 3 months from the writing of the get. If that's true, Yomru, Shtei Nashim B'chatzar Achas, Zu Asura V'zu Muteres. You could have a scenario of two women that are married to a guy. He's married to two women. One of them he writes a get in Nisan. And then the next one he writes a get in Iyar. And they both get divorced on the same day. One of them is going to be able to get remarried right away. Let's say they both get divorced 2 months later. So one of them is going to be able to get divorced right away. One of them is going to be able to get remarried right away. One of them is going to be able to get remarried a month later. So one of them is not allowed to remarry. One of them is? Answers the Gemara, Amalei Abaye. Yeah, what's the big deal? Zuzman gita mochiach alah. Zuzman gita mochiach alah. What's the big deal? Shmuel says it all depends on the day the get was written. So one get is going to have the date of a month earlier, and one get has a date a month later. So since it's a month difference, so no one's going to ask questions why one of them is allowed to remarry, one of them is not, because it all depends on 3 months from the date the get was written. Some say, the Marcheshes, one of the Achronim writes, that the problem here is that we're afraid that just like we let one of them get remarried that day, we're going to let the other one get remarried that day. That's the issue. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Kavase de Rav, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel. We learned a brice in support of Rav that you have to wait 3 months from the time of the giving of the get, and we have a brice in support of Shmuel that you have to wait 3 months from the time of the writing of the get. Tanya Kavase de Rav, Shleach Ket Ishtov Vinishtaya, Shleach Vedach Shlosha Chadashim. A guy sends a get to his wife, and the Shleach takes 3 months to get it to the wife. Mishige get Liyada Tzrich Lam Tish Shlosha Chadashim. Once the get gets there, and she's got to wait another 3 months. Uleget Yashan Ein Choshen, but we're not worried about a get Yashan because they did not have any yichud. Sharilonis Yachinima. We're not worried about a get Yashan. What's a get Yashan? A get Yashan is after the guy writes the get, they get together. The husband and wife get together. So we're afraid maybe they had relations. So the get is going to be not a good get. because the get was dated before they were, had relations, and they had relations. So you're not allowed to, once you write the get, you're not allowed to get together with your wife anymore. So we're not worried about yet get yourself. So you see here, Ferish Bryce in support of Rav, that it, you have to restart the clock after they get divorced. You got to wait another 3 months after he gets the divorce. You don't count from the time of the writing. You count from the time of the delivery of the get. A get yashin is, I'm sorry, one second. A get yashin is that in between the writing of the get and the delivering of the get, the husband and wife had yichud. And the chachamim passel it because maybe she'll get pregnant during that time. And it turns out when they, and then later on they're going to forget about this. And later on when the kid is born, they're going to look back and say, oh, when was she divorced? She was divorced from the time the get was written. And yet, and they had relations after that, so the kid was born out of wedlock. So they're going to say that the kid is like was born from znus. He was born after they were already divorced. So because of that, we don't allow to divorce with a get yashin. Yes, Reb Zalman, what was your question?
So did you have to tell your wife then that you wrote the get?
Yes, I guess, right. Well, they're not allowed to have yichud. Yeah, once they have, you know, if he's writing a get, so, you know, he goes to the sofer, so yeah, they have to separate. Once they decide that there's going to be a divorce, they have to separate, even if he hasn't actually given a divorce. Correct. Tanikavas the Shmuel Hamashes get lishto. A guy who gives a get to a third party to give it to his wife, he doesn't want to take a look at her, so he's, I'm not giving it to her. He gives it to a third party. And he tells the guy, give me 3 months to think about it. I want you to give my wife the get in 3 months. Mishanasla, as soon as he gives it to her, muteresli nasei miyad. Oh, she's allowed to get remarried right away. So you see, it's 3 months from the writing, not 3 months from the delivery. Well, get yashan, ain choshishin, sharilonis yachanima, because after he wrote the get, he did not have any yichud with her. Oh, writes the Tosus Rid, says the Tosus Rid, one of the Rishonim, based on this Gemara, that a get that comes from Dina Sayam, we're not worried about a get Yashan. If a man writes a get to his wife and he waits a long time before he gives it to her, if they were living in the same city, we're afraid maybe they had Yichud together. Even though the husband claims they didn't have Yichud, and we do not let him get divorced with this get, it's only where it was coming from Dina Sayam that we're okay with it. They're not in the same location. But if they're in the same city, the Tosus Rid says this is a problem. And the Beis Aharon proves this is Rashi's Shita. Tremendous Chiddush. Let's continue. Ah. Now, says the Gemara, Rav Kahana, Rav Papi, Rav Ashi, Avde Mishas Ksiva. They count the 3 months from the writing, like Shmuel. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered, Rav Shua, Avde, Mishas, Nesina. They start counting the 3 months from the time of the delivery we get. Vehilchasa, Mishas, Ksiva. Halacha Lamaisa is, you start the 3 months from the time of the writing, like Shmuel. Because the assumption is, as you said, Rav Zalman, once they write to get, there is no, they're not going to have Yichud anymore. Now, the next issue is a little bit connected to this. We know that Shemitah cancels all debts. Now, when a man dies or divorces his wife, let's say he dies, to keep it simple. Man dies, so now the woman does not have to demand the ksuba right away. She may want to get to eat food off of the estate. And the ksuba says she's allowed to eat for a certain amount of years, calls man that she does not ask for the ksuba, so she's allowed to eat money off the estate. She's allowed to eat food off the estate. So it's actually in her best interest not to really ask for the ksuba until later, because calls man she doesn't ask for it, she gets food. So the question is, will Shemitah cancel the debt of the ksuba? So some Rishonim learned that Shemitah only cancels loans and not ksuba debts. But Argamar seems to indicate that Shemitah would cancel other loans, but the ksuba, it does not cancel unless it doesn't cancel it for two reasons. Number one, she's not demanding the loan. Number two, this is not a loan that they agreed to. This is a loan that's established by Bezdin. It's a Tanai Bezdin. So Shemitah does not cancel. It's a chiyuv. It's not like I lent you $1,000 that you and I decide I lent you money so you get. Shemitah only cancels debts that you and I decide to create. But if the Torah says that a man, when he dies, has to give his wife the ksuba, that's not like a debt obligation. Shemitah doesn't cancel such a debt. So there's two reasons, Rashi says here, why Shemitah doesn't cancel the ksuba debt. Number one, she's not demanding it. Number two, it's not considered to be a, it's not a loan that Shemitah cancels, it's a Tanai Bezdin. Oh, let's see the Gemara. Idma, ma'amasai ksuba v'shambetis. Now, under what circumstances will Shemitah, yes, cancel a ksuba loan? Rav Omar, so Rav says, mishatifkom v'tiskof. So the woman has to do two things. She has to demand part of the debt. Let's say the ksuba is worth 20 grand. So she demands $5,000. And of the other 15,000, she demands it for him. She says, we're now going to turn that, we're going to change that into a loan. I demanded part of it, so she's demanding already. And the other 15 grand now is going to become a separate loan. So the Rishonim point out, she got rid of both problems here. It's no longer a Tanai Bezdin because we turned it now into a separate loan. And you can't say she's not demanding it because she demanded 5,000 of it. So you see, she started demanding it already. So now Shemitah will cancel it, meaning on the rest of it, right? She demands the five, he pays her the five. So on the other 15, if a Shemitah passes through, Shemitah is going to cancel. So Rav says, Mishatifkom v'tiskof. That's Rav. Shmuel Amar, Pagma afal bishlo zakfa, zakfa bishlo pagma. Shmuel says either or. Shmuel says if either she demanded part of it or she turned the whole, she demanded the whole thing in Bezdin and the guy said, I can't pay. The kid said they can't pay. But now it became a loan, so it's no longer a Maisa Bezdin. Now it's turned into a loan because she went into court and asked for it. So Pagma, if she asked for a little bit of Abishalo Zakfa or Zakfa Abishalo Pagma, either one will cause Shemitah to cancel the loan. Now, Taisvis over here in the Yomaschal Me'emasai. Oh. So Tosis asks, and the Ran, the reason why Shemitah does not cancel the Ksuba is because it's not a loan. And Shemitah only cancels loans. And so too the Beis Yosef writes, according to the opinion of the Rambam. So wait a second. So then how come the Mishnah in Shviyas says that rape and seduction and Motzi Shema, Shemitah doesn't cancel? What are you listing all those things? If it's only a loan, then obviously Shemitah doesn't cancel those things. Or let's say a guy works for you, a guy paints your house, and he charged you $1,000. Paint the room in your house. So now you don't pay him. So is Shemitah going to cancel that debt? It's not a loan. So why does the Mishnah go into detail? It could have just said, all these things are not loans, and Shemitah only cancels loans. So therefore, Tosis rejects this and says, no, Shemitah does not only cancel loans. Shemitah cancels any obligation that you have to pay your friend money, whether it's through a loan, or it's through something you sold and didn't pay for. Shemitah's going to cancel it. However, the Bach rejects this and writes, even though all those things quoted are not a milveh, nevertheless, the Tana writes them one by one because that's the way the Tana usually works. But it's really true that Shemitah only cancels loans, but not other obligations. The Tosis Rid writes that the reason why Shemitah does not cancel the ksuba debt is because the ksuba provides food for the woman, as I just said. And therefore, calls him on that she's taking food from the Yisomim and she's not demanding the money of the ksuba. It's not a loan at all. There's no chiyuv. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. Like we said before, Tani Kavasi de Rav, Tani Kavasi de Shmuel. We have a Bryce supporting Rav that she has to do two things in order for Shemitah to cancel it. She has to demand part of it and turn the rest of it into a loan. And Shmuel said, no, either one. If she either demands part of it or she turns the whole thing into a loan. So then Shemitah will cancel. Tanikov said the Rav Meimus like Subim Shametis, Mishatifkom Vitiskov. Both. Pugma velozak vezakva velo pugma in a mishametas hashatifkom vitiskov. You need both. That's the riot of Rav. Tanikov has the Shmuel. We have a Bryce supporting Shmuel. Ones, a man rapes a basula. He has to pay 50 shekel. Uknas. He's Motzi Shemra. He claims the woman was not a basula. He has to pay 100 shekel. The husband has to pay 100 shekel. And he was lying. He has to pay 100 shekel to the girl's father. Upitoy, a guy who seduces a basula. He has to pay 50 shekel to her dad. Uksubas Isha. Shezakvan bimilve. If you turned it into a loan by bringing it to court, Mishamtin. Shemitah is going to cancel it. Vimlav ein Mishamtin. When does it turn into a loan? When you take the guy to court, you take the orphans to court. Your dad died, you never pay me the ksuba. So if you take him to court, the guy says, okay, I'll pay you in a month. I can't pay right out of the money. So now it's a loan. If Shemitah comes in the middle, I'll pay you in 10 years, whatever it is. So then, Shemitah is going to cancel it. Oh. Now, in the Mishnah we said that a get that was written during the day and signed at night is pasul, according to Chachamim. Right? Did Reb Shimon say it was kosher? Is that what the Mishnah said? Look back on Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Nechtav b'yom, right. Nechtav b'yom v'nechtav malat pasul Reb Shimon machshir. So that's by a get. What about a ksuba? What about a ksuba? Zakti Gemara. Amar Shmuel. Ksuba k'maisa bezdin damya. A ksuba is like an act of bezdin. Ma maisa bezdin nechtav b'yom v'nechtav malayla. Just like an act of bezdin. Let's say two guys are fighting during the day. And it goes over into the night. Bezdin can paskin on the case at night. You could even write it during the day and sign it at night. Because the obligation is not stemming from the document. The obligation is stemming from the psak of Bezdin. And Bezdin already decided during the day that you're chayiv. So even if you didn't write it till the night, it's okay. Af ksuba nechtavas bayom nechtavas balayla. So to a ksuba, you could write the ksuba during the day and sign it at night. Oh, we're going to get to this whole story with the weddings nowadays, right? So everyone says, if you get married, if you wrote the ksuba at the chassan's tish during the day, but the chuppah doesn't take place till the night, is that a problem? That's a big hak. So af ksuba, so we're not up to that yet. We'll get to there in a minute. Nechteves bayom v'nechtemes balayla. A ksuba can be written during the day. So you wrote the date during the day, and you sign it at night. That's Shmuel. That's what Shmuel says. Now the Gemara tells a story about this. Ksuba de Rabbi Chiya Barav, ichtav yom vechtom balayla. The ksuba of Rabbi Chiya, the son of Rav, was written by day and signed at night. Have a Rav Hasan. Rav was there. V'lo amar lo v'lo midi. He didn't say anything. Leima k'shmuel svir leima rimi. Rav agrees to Shmuel. Says the Gemara, no, you can't bring a right from that. Asukin bosa inyan hava. They started the whole process of signing it during the day and it just went over into the night. But they were dealing with it the whole time. And therefore, it's not a problem. When did the Chacham say that a document that was written by day and signed at night is puzzle? If they weren't dealing with it the whole time. If they were dealing with it the whole time, then it's kosher. Because the Eidim were ready during the day. They just had to wait till the night. So it's not a problem because it's as if this document was already signed during the day. Since the Eidim was standing there the whole time, they watched the document being written. They just didn't get around to it. The sofer was taking a long time. So we don't care that the document is dated by day, even though they didn't sign it till the night. Because at the end of the day, the lien created by the Eidim was already created during the day. And therefore, it's not a... What do you say? Who is that?
After the ksuba is signed, you take the chassan in for the bedek, and then you go to the chuppah. So it's all one masa.
Oh, so we'll get there in a second, Dr. Joseph. Moshe Feinstein says against you. Rav Mordechai Willig says like you, and Rav Moshe Feinstein says against you. Let's see. So first, the Mordechai and the Nukah Yosef write, So this is what the Gemara says, that if they were dealing, if they were asukin ba'usaini, they were dealing with the whole of the ksuba, it's kosher. Also, if it's written by day and signed at night, it means they were dealing with the signing. But if they already signed it by day, and they were dealing with the chuppah at night, that's not called asukin ba'usaini. Ah. So Agamar seems to say if they're asukin ba'usaini, you could be mashed to ksuba that's written by day and signed at night, even according to Rav. Kavachomer according to Shmuel. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Dibros Moshe writes, this is only in the times of the Gemara that already before the wedding, she was engaged already before this whole process, the Ksuba. In the times of the Gemara, she's been engaged for a year. So that's why we're not worried if it was the Ksuba was signed, was written during the day and signed at night, because you could be mechayev yourself from beforehand. However, according to our custom, in the last couple of hundred years, that the marriage doesn't actually happen until the chuppah. Even the ring isn't given until the chuppah, not a year earlier. So during the time of the writing of the ksuba, she's zero. They're not married at all. So during the writing of the ksuba, there's no shaychas at all to the chiyuv of the ksuba. And therefore, if the marriage doesn't happen till the night, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, and the ksuba was written and signed during the day, so the date in the ksuba is actually one day before the actual wedding, says Rav Moshe, you have to write a new ksuba. Wow. So that's why a lot of our weddings, according to Rav Moshe, it's a major problem, because the chasen's tish is during the day. If the chuppah doesn't happen till after Shkia, or certainly after Tzeis, so the obligation that they signed, the chuppah, was prior to the thing. So Rav Moshe says, even though they were a sukkah bosa inyan, you cannot be mischayev. So you're basically mischayev at a ksuba. The date of the ksuba is too early. So that's Rav Moshe's chumrah. Rav Mordechai Willig thinks it's not a problem. He goes with the other logic. He says, as long as there are sukkah bosa inyan, it's all considered to be part of the same time period. It's not a problem to be mischayev even prior to the, as long as they were involved in the marriage, it's not a problem to be mischayev early. He didn't think it's a problem. Although Rav Mordechai Willig does prefer, he prefers like Rav Moshe, and therefore, a lot of weddings, in the summertime, it's not as big as an issue, because Shkia is not till 8:05. So if weddings called for 6, they're going to be married by 8:05. But let's say if you get married in March or April when Shkia is like at 7, so the chazan's tish is at 6:30, Shkia is at 7. By the time the wedding happens, it's already. So Rabbi Willig suggests in those times that you don't sign the ksuba, you sign the ksuba. In the winter, it's also not a problem because by the time the wedding starts in the winter, it's already tzeis. So the chasen's tish is already. Except if it's a Sunday wedding at 4 o'clock, so then it could be a problem, even in the winter. So you got to know, Rabbi Mordechai Willig instructed me whenever I'm Masada Kedushin, if the chasen's tish is going to be during the day. Okay. So it's up right next to, it's up next to my bed. It's up next to my bed. Rabbi Willig holds, if the chasen's tish is going to be during the day and the chuppah is not going to take place till the night, he said it's better to sign the ksuba at the chuppah. To sign it at the chuppah. Date the ksuba the next day. Date it for the next day, the night, the day of the night. And sign it on the day that it is dated. That's what he thinks is the better thing. But if b'di'eved, if you wrote the date the next day, even if you signed it earlier, b'di'eved, it's not a problem. Okay. Hold on one second. I apologize. Hold on one second. Apologies. Okay. Where in the world were we? Here we go. So anyway, so that's the machlokes over there. Let's continue in the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Now, the Mishnah said for Rabbi Shimon Machshir. Rabbi Shimon says that a get that was written by the day and signed at night is kosher. Amar Rava, my time with Rabbi Shimon, Kosavar, Kevin Shinas and Adam Vagarsha, Shovain Lo Peros. We don't care because really he loses Peros already once he wrote to get by day, even if it was only signed at night. He already loses the Peros. The husband loses the Peros already from the date, so there's no problem. There's no problem with the Peros. And therefore, we're not worried about that. Amarish Lakish. Ah. Lo Hichshe Rabbi Shimon Elala Alter. When Rabbi Shimon said, if the date that the get was dated and when it was signed, it's only if it was within 10 days. That's what La'alter means. The Rivash writes, from our Gemara, it's proven that when the Amoraim you say La'alter, La'alter usually means right away, but in our Gemara it means up till 10 days. Anyway, Log Rabbi Shimon La'alter, Avon Mikan V'Adasara Yamin, but if you delay it more than 10 days, lo. Rabbi Shimon says the get is puzzle because we're worried maybe they'll have yichud during that time. That's too long. That's too long a time. We're afraid maybe they'll have yichud. It's no good. Chayshim and Shema Pies, because we're afraid if it's more than 10 days, you know, you wrote a get and then you only give it, deliver it 2 weeks later. So we're afraid maybe they got together in the interim. And therefore, we're chayshish that maybe it's a get yashan. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no, afim mekana asar yam, you can even give it 2 weeks later. According to Rabbi Shimon, it misa de pias kalis le milsa. If they would have gotten together again, everybody would know about it. So therefore, if they're still fighting for 2 weeks, since we didn't hear a call that they had peace, so we don't assume that they had relations, and we don't assume it's a get yashan, and therefore the get is kosher. So again, Reish Lakish says, only up to 10 days is the get kosher. Rabbi Yochanan says even 10 years. The get is still kosher.
Is it just if a lot?
Sorry?
In the example we gave before where the process C, it's, you know, 10 days is impossible.
I'm sorry, say again, Avi, I didn't understand.
You're saying that there has to be signed and given within 10 days. So in the previous piece, we said that there was only in case where there was local.
Right, that I think that was by the Ksuba. No, wasn't it by the Ksuba? If they were local, I was saying, oh, what did I say about, if they were local, yeah, if they were, yeah, okay, so yes, in Hanami, that, right, so maybe they weren't local here. So you're saying, according to what we said before, if they were local, one of the Achronim said, if they were local, we're Choshesh. Yeah, but here we say that, yeah, maybe that's only after 10 days. I don't know. We'll see. But if it's within 10 days, then we assume that he can hold himself back for 10 days. I don't know. I don't know. You're right. I'm not sure if it means if they were local or they weren't local. I don't know. It's a good question. Now, Itmar, another machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, which also is connected to this sheet of Rabbi Shimon that a get that was written by day and signed at night, and according to Reish Lakish, even if it was written today and not delivered, if it was written today, right, Avi, this is not quite the same thing, because here we're talking about when it was written today, but it was signed later. I think that was over there, written today and delivered. I'm not sure. But anyway, here we're talking about if it's signed up to 10 days. So it's not quite exactly the same thing. Imar. Amar la'asara, kiss v'get lishti. Guy says to 10 men, write a get to my wife. Amar b'yochanan, shnayim mishum edim v'kulam mishum t'nai. Two of them have to sign as witnesses, and the other 8 also have to sign, because he said to all 10 of them, all of you have to write the get. So they all have to sign, but not as edim, but as a condition that they also have to sign it. We'll see what this means in a minute. Reish Lakish amar kulam mishum edim. No, all 10 of them become edim. Hey, Chidami, Gemara wants to know, what's the case? Ilema de lo amelu kulchem. He didn't say to them, I want all 10 of you to sign. Vatanan, amar la'asar, kisu get lishti. Guy says to 10 people, write a get for my wife. Echa kosev, v'shnayim chosmin. One guy writes the get, and 2 guys sign, the other 7 do nothing. So why do you have all 10 of them signing? Ela damelu kulchem. No. He said, kulchem, write a get to my wife. So then all 10 of them have to sign. But Rabbi Yochanan says that 8 of them are signing just as a condition. And Reish Lakish says, no, all 10 of them are edim. What's the difference if eight of them are signing as condition or eight of them are signing as edim? Either way, all 10 of them have to sign to get. What in the world is the difference? Says the chasim beitrim minayu biyome. If two guys signed it on the day of the writing, ve'inach mikan v'alasar yomim, and the other eight of them sign after 10 days. Mandama mishum tanai. If you hold that the other eight have to just sign not as edim, but just as a condition, kosher. Even if they sign it 2 weeks later, it's kosher because it's just a condition. They fulfill the condition. It's good enough. Meaning the get is chal now, but it's al tanai. You need a condition. Umandama mishum edim puzzle. But the one who said mishum edim, so according to Reish Lakish, it's got to be signed within 10 days. If they signed it after 10 days, since they're all edim, so then it's going to be puzzle, according to Reish Lakish. Inami, that's one answer. Inami. Another difference. Kigon shenimtza echad mehem karov o puzzle. If one of the 10 guys turns out to be a relative or a gambler, he's puzzle edus or a pigeon racer. If you say all 10 of them have to sign not as edim, just as a condition, so even if the guy's puzzle, he still has to sign, he's not an aid. But if you say all 10 of them have to be witnesses, so if one of them turns out to be a relative or he's puzzle, so then it disqualifies the get. Now, what about in another case? Let's say one of the first two guys to sign was Karav or Pasal. So Amri lo Kasher, Amri lo Pasal. Some say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Kasher. And some say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Pasal. Again, Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said that the other eight are just the Tanai. But let's say one of the first two guys signed was Pasal. Amri lo Kasher, Tanaihu. So it turns out retroactively that this guy wasn't one of the Adim. He's one of the condition guys. So even though he was one of the first two guys, it's kosher because retroactively it turns out that he was just one of the condition guys, not one of the aid guys. No. But others say it's puzzle. Even though you could tell me this guy wasn't one of the aid, if he was one of the first two guys to sign, that looks like he's an aid. So we're afraid people are going to think it's okay for a puzzle guy to sign as an aid. So if he's one of the first two guys, so then it's going to be puzzle, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Rishonim argue, what's the din if the relative signed in the middle or the end? Rabbi Tam says, if the relative was signed in the beginning, so by get it's no good, but by other documents it works. However, if he's in the middle of the end, he's puzzle. But by get, if he signed in the middle of the end, it's certainly puzzle, like other staros. But if he's in the beginning, that's where we have the machlokas in our Gemara. However, the Rush agrees to Rabbi Natan, but he says if the puzzle is chasim in the middle, it's as if he's in the beginning and it's kosher, and only if he's in the end, he's going to be puzzle. The Rambam says by other documents, it's kosher whether if the puzzle is in the beginning or he's in the end. But by get, if it's at the end, it's kosher like other documents, but if he's in the beginning, that's where you have the machlokas. So that's a question about what's do we extend this issue? If he's puzzle at the beginning, will he also be puzzle by other documents? Okay. A little bit more. Says the Gemara. Hahu da'amar lohu la'asara kisuv get lishti. A guy says to 10 people, write it, get to my wife. Chasim beitrei minayu biyomei. So two of them signed on that same day. Ve'inach, the other eight, mikan v'adasar yomim. After 10 days, 12 days later, they signed. Also came to Rabbi Shimon Levi. They came from Rabbi Shimon Levi. Amalei, Shimon Levi said, Kedai Rabbi Shimon Smokh Levi Shas Adchak. We could rely on Rabbi Shimon who said they don't have to be signed the same day, B'Shas Adchak. Asked the Gemara, didn't Reish Lakish say it's got to be within 10? I'm Reish Lakish, Lehish Rabbi Shimon El Alter. Avon Mikan Vadasar Yom Lo. So answer the Gemara, Bahi, Rabbi Yochan Svirle, about the 10-day issue. Rabbi Shimon Levi held like Rabbi Yochanan and said even after 10 days is okay. Asked the Gemara if he held like Rabbi Yochanan, Shnai Mishim Edim and Kulam Mishim Tanai. But Rabbi Yochanan held that only two are witnesses and the other ones are just the Tanai. So why do you need them at all? Says the Gemara. So this get should be kosher even according to Chachamim. Why do you say only according to Rabbi Shimon? Even according to Chachamim should work. Answer the Gemara. Yeah, about that, Krish Lakasvir lay, that he needed all 10 to be Edim and not like a Tanai. As far as that issue, he held like Krish Lakish. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock.
Have a good night, Remy. Goodbye.
Have a great night. Goodbye.